Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Larry Richard with news from the president considering joining Israel on strikes of Iran's nuclear sites. This is not a full agreement among the president's closest advisors. CBS correspondent Ian Lee.
The United States has bases throughout the Middle East. So far, Iran hasn't directly targeted those bases. If the United States strikes Iran, those bases could then be targeted, putting U.S. personnel at risk. And so that is one big consideration.
Day six in, that is a new twist and a new concern. Joining us, we'll call him Danny. He's a security professional in the private sector who lives in the region. Raised here, spent much of his 20s, though, living in Israel, where he also gained Israeli citizenship, completed his master's at Tel Aviv University in security and diplomacy, and then fulfilled his mandatory service in the Israeli army. He has returned to the region, very heavily involved in the Pittsburgh Jewish community. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for having me.
You probably have more insight into what it's like, obviously, to be in Israel during many challenging times, and now a no travel restriction, which is pretty rare, right?
It is. It is. Actually, this morning, the Home Front Command just in Israel just eased restrictions, which is, you know, absolutely astonishing, given this is only 5 days in. So normal life is starting to return slowly but surely to Israel right now.
I mean, but this is on top of what's been going on in Gaza and the battle with Palestine for so long. It just seems like there's never an end to the potential for hostilities any day in a year.
That's true. And I think the Israelis have become pretty accustomed to that. They're used to it. They're just taking a more aggressive approach now compared to how they did it before October 7th in terms of going aggressively after these potential threats as they emerge, rather than waiting for them to come to them.
You've been dealing with this anti-Semitic rhetoric that has been rapidly ramping up over the last few years. Why do you suppose it is?
I think it's, first of all, it sells from all sides, from the far left, from the far right. It's a way for people to get clout. You see it on social media, people who just generally don't really care about the conflict or shouldn't really care about the conflict, don't really care about anything else in foreign policy, but yet they suddenly, you know, switched from becoming a comedian to latching on to foreign policy, and this is their issue. I think people, this is a driver in itself.
And how is the mood of the Pittsburgh Jewish community? Certainly, the tragedy and what happened at Tree of Life is never going to go away completely or forgotten here, but on a daily basis, what's life like here for Jewish Americans in Pittsburgh?
I would say they're very vigilant, very aware of the threat, even more so after October 7th and just the, you know, I mean, the shooting in 2018 woke everybody up. But since 2023 in October, after the attack from Hamas inside Israel, threats have escalated considerably. But even before that, you know, Jews here were very well aware of, you know, operating under security. You know, Jewish events have security. It's taken into the equation anytime there's an event is how much, you know, how much security there is. So right now, just the vigilance has increased even more so. But you just got to keep living your life.
And as a security professional and spending so much time doing that, what are you advising people to do in general?
Personally, I would just, you know, advise be vigilant first and foremost, you know, be aware of the threat, be cognizant of it, live your life though. But also, you know, be aware of, you know, giving out too much personal information or, you know, anything like that. Something can make anybody an easy target. Just can't emphasize enough, just living your life.
Would you travel back to Israel?
For sure. If I had the opportunity, I definitely would. It's very expensive right now to travel to Israel. Most airlines have stopped traveling. There's actually no inbound travel to Israel right now. The only planes that are really coming into Israel are bringing soldiers and other, you know, essential personnel back from abroad into Israel. So it's really not an option right now. But in the future, I definitely would. But the cost is, like I said, it's pretty prohibitive because it's mostly just Israeli airlines that are flying to Israel right now.
And Danny, you spent, is it 2-year commitment mandatory military service?
It's generally 3 years for males, 2 years for females. But when I was drafted into the Army, I was 28 years old.
Oh.
That's 10 years older than everybody else. So my requirement was only 6 months. So I did those 6 months, 3 months in basic training, 3 months in a unit, and then I was out. And that was, at 28 years old, that was enough time.
What was that experience like?
It was fascinating. It really was. I was in a pretty, even though it was only 6 months, I got to be in a pretty unique unit. About half of my unit was Druze from the Druze sector of Israel society, which is an ethno-religious minority group. So they speak mostly Arabic. So I wasn't necessarily amongst Israeli Jews most of the time. It was amongst Druze. So that was a very unique experience. And we had, close daily work with Palestinians and along the borders and stuff like that. So it was a unique perspective that a lot of people aren't afforded.
I'm curious about that because obviously the relationships you built between Muslims and Christians and Jews over that time period, I'm sure, is very beneficial to know, you know, we have a lot of commonalities, and that's what we're trying to get to, is to find a place where we can all meet and be peaceful.
For sure, indeed. And you know, on a personal level, anybody can get along with anybody. I truly believe that. It's once the larger politics come in and, you know, grand strategy and things like that, that's where things get more complicated. But, I worked with Palestinians. I worked with the Israeli Druze. You're around people all the time that, you know, you potentially, you know, may have conflicts with or issues with, but you learn to get along. That's the most fascinating thing about daily life in Israel, to be honest with you, is that there's so many competing sectors of society. But they all manage, generally speaking, daily to just get along with their daily life, which you don't see in the media. And you don't see that on a daily basis on TV or anything like that. But that's the reality of life in Israel.
Well, thanks for letting people hear about it here, Danny. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me. Appreciate
All right, be safe.
Yep.
Fascinating. It's 8:15 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Ellie Popovich, what's going on?
Hey, Larry, the Parkway West inbound is heavy about a mile before the top of Green Tree Hill, staying in traffic as you head down into the Fort Pitt Tunnel. The outbound side is heavy at the Pittsburgh Interchange and Campbell's Run Road area. On the Parkway East, traffic in both directions is slow moving inbound, and you're getting in line past Churchill, staying in that until you reach the Squirrel Hill Tunnel. And on the outbound side, the delays there begin around Greenfield, and you're going to stay heavy into that construction zone with just one lane between the tunnel and Edgewood-Swissville. On the outbound, on the inbound side of Route 28, we're lining up around Aetna Bypass and the North Parkway North has tapping of the brakes approaching the East Street Valley. Our next AAA traffic on the five is at 825. I'm Ellie Popovich on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDK.
AccuWeather says the high of 83, so a little warmer, but not as many shower opportunities as we did yesterday. 2 inches of rain plus 3 in some area. I mean, it was just a deluge. If you experienced it, you know, other people said, oh, it didn't rain here that much. There's not a whole lot on the radar screen right now. There are a couple of small areas of showers heading toward the city from Wheeling, so just across the border to the west. And right now we're at 73 degrees. From the Goldberg Persky and White News Desk and the yellow van. Well, Aaron, Marty Griffin called to my attention this issue some people are having with getting tickets to the Steelers game in Ireland. I understand there's 80, I don't know the exact number, this Croke Park Stadium holds for their soccer teams where the game will be played, but it's 80,000 plus, right? So if the Steelers are the designated team, you would think, okay.
They'd get a little more.
They'd get more than their share. But it's actually, it has nothing to do with the Steelers' decision. It's the NFL decides what the ticket allotment is. So if you have, and the Steelers have 68,400 seats at Acrisure Stadium, almost all of those are season ticket holders' seats. So you can't take everybody, and not everybody would be able to or afford to be able to go. But apparently there's enough demand where it's causing people to say, well, I got no shot. But even if you get a ticket, you got to get there.
Right. It's a whole thing. And I forget that there's the AAA package, but then you can also get a ticket outside of that. It's just going to be a lot.
So from Penn Live, for instance, social media complaints fly in the massive ticket demand. So it's great for the Steelers. But how about this? Over 650,000 people waited in the Ticketmaster queue to get seats for the
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Steelers-Vikings game in Dublin on September 28th. 650,000 people.
I mean, if you're a Yinzer and you're a Steelers fan, you want to go. That's it. Right?
Yeah.
Or you choose to take my approach where you're like, no chance.
By the way, the stadium, I found it, 82,300 people.
Wow.
So the ticket demand for this game, I don't know, outside of maybe Super Bowls, I can't imagine. So the tickets initially cost, let's say, euros, $85 for the upper stands to euros in the lower bowl. Scalpers that acquire the tickets are jacking up prices out of sight. But it's important to note that it's not the team's fault. That's not their decision. They only get an allotment from the league, and it is what it is. They're not controlling the seats. So, if you want to go,
take it up with the NFL.
Good luck. Yeah. Frustration on their part. The Federal Reserve is expected to hold an interest rate meeting today, and it should be flat. Why is this important? CBS Money Watch correspondent Kelly O'Grady, speaking of Ireland.
We are not going to get an interest rate cut because we know from previous meetings and also messaging that we have gotten from Chair Powell since the last meeting that they're going to take a wait and see approach. The risk they feel that tariffs and this changing trade policy environment that we find ourselves in is too much when it comes to inflation and what kind of impact we could see over the next few months.
So President Trump would like to see the rates drop. I want the rates to drop,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
It affects everything eventually, and they had gone up, 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 and they started to come down, and now it's flat.
Mm-hmm.
But he did call Mr. Powell, who is the chair of the Fed. He called him a numbskull.
Oh, gosh.
That's a quote, folks. I'm not making that up.
Bulky vocabulary.
He wants the Fed to drop the rates. He called him a numbskull. Meanwhile, back at the White House, President Trump will sign an executive order this week to postpone the ban of TikTok from taking effect. Congress passed a law calling for the video sharing platform to be banned unless its Chinese parent company ByteDance sold the app to a U.S. company. There has been interest, but no movement. CBS News tech contributor Ian Scheer.
This all started half a decade ago when President Trump accused TikTok of being a national security threat and said that he would try to ban it. Ever since then, a number of lawmakers in the United States and around the world have actually instituted such bans.
So an extension to try to find a buyer if you're interested. Do you still use TikTok?
I do from time to time, unfortunately.
The Chinese know everything about you.
It's like my visual Google, and I'm sure that's the case for so many people.
Is that your most used social media platform?
Yes, probably, because I try to stay off of... It's funny, on TikTok, you have the option, your For You page, which we all know, they pick up on what you like to see, they feed you more of that. On Instagram, it's people you know, and I tend to not want to deal with people I know a lot of the time.
Good to know. Good to know you. So TikTok continues to TikTok. K Morning Show. Tomorrow, the newest federal holiday, Juneteenth, will be celebrated by many, some, not at all. And safe to say a number of people have no idea what Juneteenth is. That said, a lot of people have questioned why the administration has pushing back on diversity, equity, and inclusion, which for minorities seem like a very important issue. Joining us is Dr. Victoria Mattingly, who's an organizational psychologist and a leader and strategist, and part of trying to sort through what DEI practitioners do now. Victoria, good morning.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So I ask this question. For those that don't know, there obviously has been a very dramatic shift from the administration of past, not just the most recent one, to eliminate what other people thought they fought so hard to instill, and that's diversity, equity, and inclusion. How did that set of three letters, an acronym, become demonized?
Demonized, villainized. It's just wild. I compare it to the word communism back in the 50s and 60s and how, you know, throwing that word out was just a slur. I think it's because a lot of people felt left out of DEI. They felt like they weren't included, that it was favoring certain groups over others, which when done right, DEI does the exact opposite. DEI makes sure that we do have fair hiring selection processes, that we do make sure the best candidate rises to the top. You know, our country is founded on unfair practices, discriminating against women, people of color. DEI set out to correct that. And it's been villainized because it serves a political agenda for those who, you know, want to make things as they were, which is unfair for certain groups compared to others.
Yeah, well, that is what I've heard as feedback, is that DEI programs do the opposite of their intention to some, but you don't believe that's true.
Not done right. Done right, DEI makes sure that the best candidate gets hired for the job. And the truth is, and research backs this up, that women, people of color, people from other marginalized groups like LGBTQ veterans, they don't have the same fair shot at a role that someone who is in majority groups, so white, male, straight, you know, citizen status. And so DEI was really built to, you know, level the playing field. And think about Title VII, think about the, you know, civil rights movement. That's really the birth of DEI, and it's been lost in translation over the last year.
Well, that said, you're not a minority, are you?
I'm a woman, so that's considered a marginalized group. I am white, though, so I do have that privilege that I try to use to help correct the power imbalances that do exist in this world today.
Well, and you seem very passionate about this, but if for the DEI part in government, and now many of the private companies that had programs have pulled back from them also, which is a residual effect. But then in the government, it's gone far as taking down, like at one point, Colin Powell's portrait at the Pentagon.
It's just awful. We're seeing erasure of history right now. You know, we're seeing the companies and the organizations that have been pulling back on DEI, there's just as many that are still staying the course. Now, it's being done a lot more quietly. We're not seeing the big PR campaigns. We're not seeing the big public reports about their DEI numbers. But there are plenty of organizations and institutions that are still going forth with their DEI efforts to make sure they have fair and equitable outcomes for their people.
So what is your goal at this point? And what do you say to people who are being directly affected by this?
My personal goal is that we have institutions and organizations that give everyone the opportunity to thrive as their authentic selves. We should not be held back because of the identities that we hold. We cannot be putting our head in the sand and say that we live in a colorblind, we live in a fair and equal world, because that's just not the case. We need to have the awareness of the biases that we hold so we can make sure that's not getting in the way of having the best people be able to perform at their best potential in whatever institution or organization they're involved with.
Dr. Victoria Mattingly, organizational psychologist here in Pittsburgh, appreciate the time and thank you.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, another wave of Israeli airstrikes against Iran, prompting a travel warning from the State Department.
We remind U.S. citizens not to travel to Israel or Iraq, and not to travel to Iran under any circumstances.
Yeah, and Iran's leader also has a warning for President Trump. That's coming up at 9.
Yeah, when you hear that, and we just talked to a gentleman who spent many years in Israel, the travel between the two countries, there are no flights going into Israel right now except for bringing soldiers who were overseas back home.
Wow. Another day of intense downpours yesterday as some communities continue to deal with flooding.
We had anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches reported with that heavy rainfall.
That is the voice of Jason Frazier, National Weather Service meteorologist. And Pat, as you know, on Sunday, some areas like South and West Virginia where the deadly floods, where they had 4 inches of rain in less than an hour. And then yesterday, we had a couple of inches here or there. The downpours, though, were intense. So the ground is saturated, so any additional rain can be problematic.
Yeah, fortunately, though, the rains tonight and tomorrow won't be as bad as it has been. So that's good news. And
the Panthers begin to celebrate. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champs.
Just to the south, Tampa Bay had more recently done it. And then behind them, the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
You know, because of that, I really missed watching the playoff games. Really enjoyed that when the Pens were in it back-to-back. Actually, they were in it for 3 years in a row. Remember, they lost it first time to the Red Wings.
I remember that, yeah.
And then came back and were able to win again. So the other talk about that Stanley Cup is that Connor David from Edmonton now is 0-2 in his chances more recently, and they're wondering, will this guy ever see a championship?
Hmm.
And there has not been a Canadian Stanley Cup championship team in 32 years.
How about that?
Thank you, Patrick.
All right.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.